The former Scottish Labour leader has questioned how people can still trust her party after they decided to stop backing her in a legal case. Kezia Dugdale says Labour, in quotes, failed to keep its promise after financial support was withdrawn for a defamation action brought by the pro-independence blog Wings Over Scotland. The comments were made in a BBC interview with our political correspondent, Andrew Kerr. Andrew, what's the background?
Yes, good afternoon, John. Well, it emerged last week that Labour had decided to stop backing Kezia Dugdale financially after the Wings Over Scotland blogger brought that defamation action against her. More than £90,000 has already been spent on the case by Labour. Now, just to be clear, Labour won't fund any future spending. Now, the decision, of course, shocked Ms Dugdale. She found out about it from her lawyers. She could, in fact, face a six-figure legal bill. Now, she says she's felt crushed by that, but speaking to me just a short time ago, she made a quite an outspoken attack on the party, making this point about trust.
The Labour Party made a promise, and it's not a good look for any political party to fail to keep its promise. And this is what it's doing to one of its own. So how can people trust that party in any other aspect of life if this is what's happening? I think there's a real presentational problem from the party in that regard. And also, this is a party that is fundamentally about fairness, equality and justice. And they've put me in the most horrendous position. I really hope that they'll still change their minds.
So, John, Ms Dugdale questioning how the party can be trusted. And remember, this is coming just days after the leader, Jeremy Corbyn, was calling for a general election over what he saw as the chaos of Brexit just at the party conference in Liverpool. Now, Kezia Dugdale says she's disappointed in Mr Corbyn. He's not been returning her calls. She views this decision to stop backing her financially as a political one, saying they don't like her views on Brexit from a former leader, John. It's a pretty outspoken attack on the party and the leadership.
It sounds it. What's the response from Labour?
Yes, John, I've approached Labour for comment on the latest comments from Ms Dugdale about that lack of trust, but we're just waiting to hear back from them just now. But previously, I have spoken to the current leader, Richard Leonard, about this. He's admitted this is a decision that will upset people, but saying the party will stick with it. Labour also sent out a news release yesterday when Ms Dugdale said she'd been crushed by this. They were saying that Kezia Dugdale has received significant support from the Labour Party. The party has a responsibility to all our members, and that must mean spending our members' fees responsibly and appropriately. Well, this is turning into a bitter internal fight for Labour. Just a crucial time, really, in politics. Who knows when, in a way, we could be going to the polls again soon.
Andrew, thank you. Andrew Kerr. There'll be more, I'm sure, on that news drive, 4 o'clock here on BBC Radio Scotland.